Okay. Also, as we thank the Lord that once again we have this opportunity to share together.
我们请先来读几处的圣经。
Let's first read a few passages from the Bible.
首先我们请看马太福音第五章。
Let's first read Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
我们读十三节到十六节。
We'll read verses 13 through 16.
我先读中文，然后弟兄再读英文。
Brother will first read in Chinese and I will follow in English.
你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Matthew chapter 5 verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
好，我们再读四十八节。
Let's also read Matthew 5, verse 48.
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
Verse 48, therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
我们再请翻开哥林多前书后书，对不起，哥林多后书四章第七节。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.
最后我们再请读腓立比书第二章十四到十六节。
Let us now turn also to the book of Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指摘，诚实无为，在这弯曲悖逆的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳。
Verse 14, do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I will have reason to glory, because I did not run in vain nor toil in vain.
好，我们圣经先读到这里，开始之前我们请有一点简短的祷告。
This will conclude our Bible reading for the moment. Before we begin, we'll just have a short word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, we give thanks for your grace.
在这七日第一日，众弟兄姊妹我们一同在你的施恩宝座前，把心中的感谢敬拜归给你。
On this first day of the week, we gather together with our brothers and sisters before your throne to give thanks for your mercy.
感谢你在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
Thank you that on the cross you shed your blood and gave up your life for us.
把我们这一般本是出于亚当的后代，如今蒙了你宝血的拯救。
That all of us who are descendants of Adam have received the salvation from your precious blood.
从撒旦的权下能够归向神。
That we are taken out from under the hand of Satan to belong to our Lord.
并且我们如今成为神的儿女，能够来侍奉你，来敬拜你。
And now we are God's children, that we are able to serve and worship you. This is such a great grace.
We as we
gather this morning, may your Holy Spirit be with us.
Lord,
we have received your precious word. That your word, through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, would speak to each and every one of us.
That even
in this crooked and perverse generation, that we would be like lights that would shine with your testimony. That your name would be glorified.
We commit
the following time into your hands.
祷告, 感谢, 奉主耶稣基督的名,
we pray and give thanks in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹, 我们, 继续来交通, 这个国度的福音。
My sisters, we continue to share on this gospel of the kingdom.
我们过往几次都交通过, 在圣经里面给我们看见有恩典的福音, 也有国度的福音。
We have shared previously that the Bible has given us this gospel of grace and the gospel of the kingdom.
神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们, 叫一切信他的, 不至灭亡, 反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that all who believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
这是恩典的福音。
This is the gospel of grace.
人 没有办法靠着自己的好行为来蒙拯救。
No one of their own good works can save themselves.
然而神凭着他的智慧，他的怜悯和恩典，把这一个福音就是在他儿子的里面白白的赐给我们。
That God in his wisdom and grace gave this gospel the salvation to us in his Son freely.
叫愿意凡相信的人都能够得着这一个救恩。
That all who are willing to believe can receive this salvation.
不管你的背景、你的教育、你的社会地位等等。
No matter your background, your learning, or your social status, etc.
只要你有一颗真诚相信神儿子的心，你就能够得拯救。
If you have a heart to truly believe in God's Son, then you can be saved.
这是神莫大的怜悯临到亚当的后代。
This is God's great mercy that has come upon the descendants of Adam.
然而 在圣经里面也讲到这个国度的福音。
The Bible also talks of this gospel of the kingdom.
国度的福音乃是讲到当我们信主之后，我们一面是凭着恩典入门。
The gospel of the kingdom speaks of after we believe in the Lord, that we have entered through that door through grace.
能够成为神家里的人。
That we can be a member of God's household.
但是成为神家里的人之后, 我们需要来开始进入真实神拯救我们的目的。
But after we become members of his household, then we enter into the true purpose of why God saved us.
那就是学习做门徒。
That is to study and learn how to be a disciple.
所以在马太福音最后一章的时候，28章。
So at the end of the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28,
他那里讲到，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
He says, the Lord Jesus says to them, Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations.
奉父子 圣灵的名给他们施信。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
将我所教训你们的都教训他们遵守。
Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you.
我就与你们同在，直到世代的末了。
And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
这一个世代的末了不是我们这一个世代结束就完了。
The end of this age doesn't mean that once this age ends, then we're all over with.
主耶稣在这里讲到这一个世代的末了乃是当我们这一帮蒙恩得救的人成为门徒有一天主回来的时候他要在结束这一个时代而带进他荣耀的国度。
The Lord speaks of the end of this age, when the Lord returns, all of us who are His disciples, we will be ushered into His kingdom, and He will bring in this age of the kingdom.
地上的国要成为我主和主基督的国。
And the kingdoms of earth will become kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ.
我们所有蒙恩的人都要与主在国度里面一同作王。
And all of us who were saved will be in the kingdom with Him to reign with Him.
这是主的心意。
And this is the Lord's will.
所以恩典的福音与国度的福音不是两个不同的福音。
So the gospel of grace and the gospel of the kingdom aren't truly two separate gospels.
乃是福音的整体。
But the fullness of the gospel.
恩典带我们入门。
A grace brings us through the door.
做门徒让我们能够完成神在我们身上所定规荣耀国度在地上降临的旨意。
And discipleship will allow us to accomplish the Lord's great will.
所以我们过去已经交通两次关于马太福音第五、第六、第七章这一段所谓的登山宝训。
And so we have shared twice previously on Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, this Sermon on the Mount.
那在马太福音第五章呢，主要一开头的时候讲到八福。
The beginning of Matthew chapter 5 speaks of eight blessings.
这个八福呢，乃是登山宝训的一个根基。
And these eight blessings are a foundation for this Sermon on the Mount.
讲到这八福的时候呢，乃是讲到我们这一班蒙召做门徒的人，我们跟随主在地上的一个生活的态度，或者是我们所当走的道路。
And so these eight blessings tell of all of us who believe in the Lord and are serving Him, how we ought to live or our attitudes towards service.
我盼望弟兄姊妹能够把这个八福呢背下来呢，记在心中。
And I hope that our brothers and sisters will be able to memorize these eight blessings.
因为这是主自己所走的道路。
Because this is the path the Lord Himself has walked.
这是主吩咐我们能够最蒙福的一条道路。
And this is what the Lord promised is the most blessed path.
我们不能够去忽略它。
And we should not ignore him.
然后第五章之后呢，就讲到一个非常重要，当国度的门徒在地上，我们首先主给我们的一个重要的托付呢，就是见证这个国度的王。还有国度。
And so after these beatitudes, the Lord has given us this this task of testifying of the kingdom and its king.
然后第六章呢，就讲到信心的生活。
Chapter 6 speaks of the life of faith.
并且呢，跟神之间一个内室生活的关系。
And how to establish an intimate relationship with the Lord.
到了第七章，乃是讲到这一个确实的实行，在门徒的身上能够带出这一个见证的实际来。
And then chapter 7 tells us how to live a life of a disciple that will give testimony
of
the Lord.
那我们就看刚刚所读的第13章第五章13节到16节呢，这里讲到见证的时候，主耶稣就分告诉门徒呢，你们是世上的盐你们也是世上的光。
And so when the Lord speaks to his disciples about the testimonies, he calls them, "You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world."
那这一个盐呢，上一次我们过去都提过了弟兄姊妹，这一个是弯曲悖逆一个世代，是一个败坏充满了罪恶的世代。
And last time we shared a little bit about salt and how this is a generation that is crooked and perverse. It is,
我们信主之后，有主的生命在我们的里面，我们有这一个防腐的功用，因为主的生命在我们的里面是圣洁，是公义，满了慈爱，有恩典。
And so, when we believe in the Lord, we're filled with His life, and His life in us has this aspect of being antiseptic, and we are filled with His love and His grace.
所以，首先门徒，我们具有这一个生命的从主来的属性呢，我们能够在这一个世上呢，来防止这些罪恶，能够把这一个基督的生命表明出来。
And so, when we are, when we have the Lord's life in us, we can oppose the sin in the world, and share His life to those around us.
第二个呢，讲到你们是世上的盐世上的光。
Secondly, when we are the light of the world,
这个光呢乃是把这个黑暗呢，把它显明出来，让人能够看见这一个生命的真光。
When we are light, we can shine in the darkness and let people around us see where the true light is.
因为实在说来，我们自己没有光。
Truly, we should say that we ourselves do not have light.
但是因为主在我们的里面，而主的生命呢，就是人里面的光。
But when the Lord is in us,The Lord Himself is the light of life.
我们在这个世人当中呢，把这一个生命的真光显明出来。
When we are in the world, we can share this true light of life.
那怎么样显出来呢？
So how do we reveal this light?
主说，你们的光照在人前的时候，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Verse 16 it says, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven."
所以，好行为呢，乃是外面的表现，把你里面的这一个生命的真光呢。
So these good works are the outward revelation of the light that you have within.
那这一个好行为呢，还不单单只是一个在社会的标准当中人所看为好的行为。
So these good works are not limited to what society would consider good deeds.
主耶稣继续往前说明的时候，我们就明白过来。
And as the Lord continues to speak, then we would understand.
他主要讲到两个点。
He speaks of two main points.
第一个呢，他马上讲到旧约的律法和先知呢，他来不是废掉，乃是要成全。
He continues saying that the Old Testament law, he did not come to do away with the law, but to accomplish it, fulfill it.
而这一个好行为乃是根据神在旧约生律法和先知里面所启示的真理为原则。
These good deeds come from the principles of the law that the Lord had set forth in the Old Testament.
那这个原则呢，实在说来是神本性的发表。
And these principles are the expression of God's character.
它具有永远性呢，没有受旧约和新约的限制。
And because the Lord is eternal, He is not limited by what we call the Old Testament or the New Testament.
所以这个好行为是根据这一个。
So these good deeds are according to this.
第二个主强调的呢，你们的行为，如果你们所行的义呢，如果不胜过文士、法利赛人的义，就不能进天国。
The Lord continues to say in verse 24, I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
法利赛人跟文士的义乃是旧约律法的义。
The righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees is that of the Old Testament.
而我们知道他们是一般严守律法的人。
And we know that these people are those who strictly adhere to these laws.
那我们如何胜过这一个外面严守律法呢？
So how can we exceed or surpass these who outwardly adhere strictly to the law?
有两方面。
There are two aspects.
第一方面乃是主自己为我们成就律法的要求。
Firstly is the Lord himself has accomplished the righteous requirements of the law.
律法不能够再控告我们。
The law can no longer accuse us.
这是在罗马书让我们看见。
And that's what it says in Romans.
而第二个呢，乃是我们活在这个基督生命的里面。
Secondly, we live in the life of our Jesus Christ.
我们活在生命圣灵的律里面。
We live in the law of the spirit of life.
在这两个新约最重要的根基上呢，我们能够胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
And thus we can, with these two aspects, exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
这样我们能够把好行为行在人的面前。
And thus we can do our good deeds before men.
很显然这个好行为远远的超过世上所谓道德上的好行为。
AndThese good deeds would far exceed what society would consider good deeds.
叫人看见了把荣耀归给神。
And when people see these good deeds, they would give glory to the Lord.
所以主耶稣呢，接下来从21节一直到48节，就用旧约的律法和先知来解释这一段话。
And so, in verses 21 through 48, the Lord Jesus uses the Old Testament and the law to explain.
所以第一段呢，讲到 不可杀人。
First, he talks about you shall not commit murder.
你只要没有外面的杀人，你就守住了旧约的律法。
As long as you have not actually gone out and killed anyone, then you have accomplished this commandment.
但是主耶稣说，你里面连恨人的心都不可以有。
But Lord Jesus says, but more than that, if you you cannot even have a heart of hatred in yourself.
因为外面的行为是根据于里面的心思所带出来的。
Because our actions are come from our inward heart.
因为里面的怒气产生外面的杀害。
Because the hate inside would exemplify itself in outward harm.
所以主在这里告诉我们要对付里面的根源。
And so the Lord says here, you have to oppose that source within yourself.
这是首先让我们看见如何胜过光光只是外面遵守的律法。
And so we see the Lord here explaining how we can surpass this outward adherence to the law.
而不是靠着人自己天然的生命，乃是靠这一个生命圣灵的律在里面来做工。
And so we see how it is not through our own natural self, but through the work of the law of the Spirit of law of the Spirit and of life that is working within us.
到了二十七节呢，主就讲到第二个。
When we come to verse 27, he speaks of a second commandment.
就论到他这里说不可奸淫。
Says you shall not commit adultery.
这是律法的第七条。
This is the seventh commandment.
就是十诫的第七条，刚刚啊不可杀人乃是十诫的第六条。
So of the ten commandments, you shall not commit murder was the sixth, and you shall not commit adultery here is the seventh.
这些都讲到人际的关系。
These are all talking about interpersonal relationships.
当主讲到不可奸淫的时候，他也提到两点。
When the Lord speaks of you shall not commit adultery, he also has two points.
这是第一个点，第二个点，主根据这一个又讲到婚姻不可离婚的事情。
The committing adultery is the first point, and then the second point is this speaking of the topic of divorce.
根据旧约的律法呢，什么是奸淫？
According to the Old Testament law, what is adultery?
奸淫乃是讲到在神所定规这个婚姻的范围里面啊，他越过这个范围之外呢啊，那一个不正当的性行为。
Adultery was defined as
sexual immorality.
Yeah, sexual immorality outside the confines of marriage that the Lord has established.
那这一个行为在旧约里面呢，按着律法呢，男女都要被石头打死。
According to the law in the Old Testament, both the man and the woman are to be stoned to death.
神为什么要这样做呢？
Why does the Lord ask us to do this?
因为神要他的百姓成为一个圣洁的国民，像他一样的圣洁。
Because the Lord wants his people to be a holy nation as he himself is holy.
所以这是在旧约我们就看到他的严重性。
So we see the Lord's solemnity or his seriousness in the Old Testament.
那你只要不去做这些事情，你就不会被定罪，就不会被石头打死。
As long as you don't do these things, you won't be guilty and you won't be stoned to death.
但是主耶稣在这里告诉我们呢，他说你只要 还不单单只是外面的行为。
But the Lord Jesus says here, not only do you not have to, you know, do these things outwardly.
他说你在这里看到了妇人，心里面动了一念呢，你就在心里面已经跟他犯了奸淫了。
In verse 28, he says, But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
所以主就接下来马上说呢，你如果身体上有一个肢体，比如说你的眼睛，叫你啊犯罪呢，你宁可把你的眼睛挽出来，然后免得你全身落在地狱的里面。
And so the Lord immediately follows this by saying that if your body has a member that causes you to sin, for example, your eye, you're better off tearing it out and throwing it from you, for it's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell.
他讲到手也是一样。
And he also used the example of the hand.
我想主在这里并不是要我们就这样做。
I think the Lord isn't asking us to literally do these things.
主乃是把那一个严重性呢告诉我们。
But he's speaking of the seriousness, the solemnity of these things.
主要我们啊能够里面的人真是脱离这一个。
He wants our inner man to truly be able to put aside these things.
今天是一个网络非常发达的时代。
Now the internet is now the time where the internet is a very big thing and growing all the time.
当你在电脑上，在你的手机上啊，看这些新闻的时候，常常不知不觉会有一些关于色情这方面的东西或者引诱你的东西就出现在你的电脑上面或者手机上。
Today you can browse the internet on your computer or your phone, and while you're looking at a news or anything else, there may be something with sexual immorality that just pops up on your computer or your phone.
我们需要逃避这个。
We must flee from these things.
主在这里把圣灵赐给我们。
Here the Lord has given us the Holy Spirit.
我们要知道我们怎样活在这个生命圣灵的律底下。
We need to learn how to live under the law of the Spirit and love.
我们要体贴圣灵的意思。
We must cling to the purpose of the Holy Spirit.
不要去体贴肉体。
And not cling to the desires of the flesh.
当我们去体贴肉体，我们就会陷到那个网罗的里头。
If we pursue the desires of the flesh, then we will fall into that trap.
特别是在座的年轻人。
Especially our young people here.
这个世界的网呢，非常的诡诈。
The snare of this world is so great and terrible.
就是用这些呢来引诱陷害人。
And it will use these things to use and trap people.
许多人呢陷在其中无法自拔。
And now some people are
fall in the trap and cannot
have fallen into this trap and cannot escape from it.
所以我们就可以看见今天我们有主的生命。
So today we see that we have the Lord's life.
我们对于我们眼睛所看的，我们心中所思想的，要非常的去留意。
And so we have to be very careful about what we see it with our eyes.
让主的圣灵对我们说话的时候，我们有一个很敏锐的感觉，我们马上顺服，马上离开。
And if we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within us, then we have to immediately listen to it and obey it and flee from the temptations.
万一我们陷在那个罪中的时候，我们要赶快认真的认罪悔改。
If we find ourselves in sin, then we all we need to quickly repent and return before the Lord.
主仍然乐意施恩拯救我们。
The Lord is willing to give His grace and save us.
主的宝血永远有功效。
And His precious blood is eternally effective.
这是圣经给我们看见的教导。
And this is a teaching that the Bible tells us.
另外一面，主引用这个之后，又开始讲到跟这个有密切关系，就是婚姻的关系。
And immediately after this topic, the Lord continues on to a related topic, which is about marriage.
到了五章三十一节，他那里就讲到啊，又有话说呢，人若休妻，就当给他休书。
And it said, whoever sends his wife away, let him give her a certificate of divorce.
主在这一段的讲论当中呢，特别啊，又在十九章的时候有更深入的讲论。
And so, the Lord speaks a little bit about here, but in Matthew 5:19, He speaks again, more deeply about the topic of divorce.
我想离婚这一件事情呢，在整个啊人类的历史当中呢。
And I believe that the topic of divorce is something that has occurred in all of human history.
而且呢，非常的复杂。
And it is very complex.
每一个人的情况都不一样。
Every person's situations are different.
我们也不想当作是专家呢，去解决这些好像我们可以做得到的问题。
And we don't want to appear to be a specialist in trying to solve a problem that we can't possibly solve.
我想在这里最重要，我们把神的话带出来。
And so what I think we should do is here present what God's word says.
但愿圣灵在我们的心中呢，来警戒，来勉励我们。
And let the Holy Spirit warn and teach us.
而婚姻最主要一面来说，神给人乃是叫人可以生养众多，遍满全地，彰显神的荣耀。
I think marriage is a way in which the Lord allows us to be fruitful and multiply and occupy the whole world.
另外呢，婚姻更是预表着这一个基督与教会神那一个永定的心意。
And it also speaks of the relationship between Christ and the church.
这是在神心中所定规的。
And this is what has been established in God's heart.
当我们去看神对于婚姻的定规的时候呢，我们首先看主耶稣怎么样告诉这些法利赛人。
When we speak of the Lord establishing marriage, let's first look at what the Lord said to these Pharisees.
我们从十九章第三节，我们读到第六节。
We'll read Matthew chapter 19 from verses 3 through 6.
有法利赛人来试探耶稣说，人无论什么缘故都可以休妻吗？耶稣回答说，那起初造人的是造男造女，并且说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这经你们没有念过吗？既然如此，夫妻 不再是两个人，乃是一体了。所以神配合的人不可分开。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 3. Some Pharisees came to Jesus testing him and saying, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason at all? And he answered and said, Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female? And said, For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate.
所以当神造了亚当跟夏娃呢，神看见呢二人成为一体啊。
And so when the Lord created Adam and Eve, he made two people to become one flesh.
夫妻在家中有彼此不同的功用呢，借着彼此的互补，把这一个家建立起来，养儿育儿女，生养众多，遍满全地。
A husband and wife, God are put together in a marriage to complement each other, so that where one is lacking, the other can support, and therefore they can bring up children and fill the whole world.
并且呢，这里所说的，这是神所定规、神所配合的人，不能够把它分开。
What's more, the Lord Jesus here says, What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate.
圣经谈到这个婚姻唯一可以解除的呢，就是有一方死掉了。
Another example that the Bible tells us is if one of the couple has passed away.
这样的话，这个在罗马书第七章的时候，当丈夫死了，妻子就不在这个律法的底下再受约束了。
In Romans 7, it tells us that if a husband dies, then the woman is no longer bound under the law.
这是从神所定规的角度来看这一件事情。
And this is a way of seeing things from God's point of view.
那主耶稣在这里呢，主又加了一点。
And in this, on this topic, the Lord himself added a little bit.
他说呢，你们不能休妻啊，如果你们不是因为淫乱的缘故的话呢，那你就是叫你的妻子做淫妇，而你任何人娶这一个妇女也是犯了奸淫。在十九章那里更是讲到，你离开你的妻子把她休掉，你再结婚，你也犯了奸淫。
He says, unless except in the case of immorality, if a man and woman are divorced and they remarry, the woman and both of the man and woman are committing adultery. And in addition, he says in chapter 19, verse 9, it says, I say to you, whoever divorces a wife except for immorality and marries another woman commits adultery.
所以主在这里似乎又让我们更多的看见有一条呢，就是如果有一方呢不忠心。
The Lord here says, lets us see another point. If one of the two is not faithful,
这样的话呢主是允许这个可以分开的。
The Lord has implied here that that is the reason they're allowed to separate.
当然并不是说你就抓住这个你就很欢喜快乐就巴不得赶快分开。神的意思仍然希望能够和好。
And this is not an excuse to grab this reason and happily separate, but the Lord wants couples to reconcile.
但是主说这是允许的.
But he says, the Lord says this is permitted.
但是呢, 到了保罗写哥林多前书应该是第六章还是第七章的时候，第六章吧。
But by the time we get to Paul writing in 1 Corinthians, chapter 7,
chapter 6.
He speaks of in chapters 6 and 7, or 6.
那边又讲到关于 婚姻的事情呢，特别信主的跟没有信主的结婚，或者说结婚之前呢，大家都没有信主，结果结婚之后有一方接受了主耶稣。
Chapter 7. The Paul writes about marriage where either both the husband and wife were not believers before they got married, and then one becomes a believer, or yeah.
Yeah. 在这一种很特殊的情况之下呢, 如果保罗在这里似乎讲到说, 如果有一方, 因着你的信仰的缘故, 不想跟你一起 过婚姻的生活，要求离开，当然你可以，好像就分开。So
in these very specific cases, Paul says that if the unbelieving spouse desires to separate from the believing spouse, in these situations, you're allowed to separate.
但是保罗没有越过神的话。 主的话,
but Paul here has not exceeded God's word.
他也是说，那你就不能再嫁娶了。But
he adds that you should not remarry after this.
然后保罗接下来又说，你怎么知道你不能救你的弟兄或者救你的妻子呢？
And Paul continues by saying, how do you know if you cannot save your unbelieving husband or wife?
靠着主的恩典，你尽你最大的力量把它维持住。神哪一天因着你的在主面前的敬虔，神会救你的另一半。He
says, if you give all of your commitment to that relationship, then the Lord through you may save your other half.
所以在这几处的经文，基本上我们可以看到整个圣经在新约里面看到这些主要直接让我们明白的原则。
So we see the Lord using these examples can tell us the entirety of God's message.
实在说来呢，婚姻要维持一辈子确实不容易。
Truthfully speaking, to have a marriage for life is not easy.
很多弟兄、很多姊妹都可以见证呢，特别刚开始结婚的前10年，甚至更长的时间呢。 我们在其中学到非常多十字架的功课。
Many of our sisters can testify that in the first 10 years of marriage, or even longer, we learn many lessons about the cross.
但是当弟兄姊妹靠着主的恩典，我们这样被主扶持走过来的时候，我们改变了，我们的另一半也改变了，我们在主里面。 慢慢的都成长成熟了，我们就能够更多的宝贵这个婚姻。
And so through God's work in our lives, we are both, the husband and the wife, will grow together and in the Lord. And through that being molded by the Lord, we will come to treasure this marriage even more.
有里面的生命，圣灵在我们的生命里面，也在我们的婚姻当中，在家庭里面不断的带领我们。所以我们不要像世人的想法，今天我喜欢我就跟你在一起，过了一阵子我觉得你不再可爱了，我就想要跟你分开。
And so with the Holy Spirit within us, in our own lives and in the marriage, in the family, leading us and guiding us, we do not should not be like the people of this world who may say, today, you know, I like you, so we should be together, but tomorrow, if I don't, then we should separate.
当我们愿意靠着主的恩典，借着十字架的功课在我们的身上做工，保罗讲到， 死在我身上发动，生在你身上发动，那一个生就会在你的配偶身上发动。
As the Holy Spirit works in us, then the
that verse is on the dying on me and the life. 那个是在哥林多后书第四章
In 2 Corinthians 4 It says Okay For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our mortal flesh So death works in us but life in you
对所以但愿啊 我们能够体贴神的心意，也更是为着主这个见证，我们能够靠着主往前行。So
let us hold fast to the Lord's will here, and that through His Holy Spirit we can continue to walk forward.
接下来呢，主再用一个比喻。 就是用一个例子呢，讲到启示的问题。
And here the Lord uses an example to speak of the question of creation. An oath.
Right. 他说不可启示手起的事呢，总要向主谨守。
It says, You have heard the ancients were told, You shall not make false vows, but shall fulfill your vows to the Lord.
这个旧约呢，只要你向神起誓，你要向神谨守，不然的话，你要受刑罚。And
so the Old Testament here says, You shall fulfill your vows to the Lord, otherwise you would be guilty under the law.
这个在犹太人当中呢， 是一个非常常见的事，甚至在今天的世代当中，当人不相信我们的时候，我们也很多人都会起誓，我说的是真的。And
so, this is a very serious thing among the Israelites, and even till today, if we testify of something, and we may say, I swear what I've said is true.
但是主呢，在这里告诉我们，我们要做一个诚实、诚恳、真实的人。But
the Lord here says that we ought to be, instead, an honest and truthful and simple.
因为 主说你起誓呢，其实不是你所能控制的。But
the Lord says that if you make an oath or a vow, it's not something that you can actually control.
因为他在这里 举了几个例子。他说呢，不可指着天起誓，因为天是神的座位；不可指着地起誓，地是他的脚凳；也不可指着耶路撒冷起誓，耶路撒冷是大君的君城。
Verse 34 and 35, he says, But I say to you, make no oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king.
因为这个天呢是神的座位啊。
Heaven is the throne of God.
不是你的。
And it's not yours.
这个耶路撒冷是大君的京城，这是属乎神的。
And Jerusalem is the city of the great king, and that belongs to the Lord.
甚至你以为指着你的头起誓，主说你不能够使你的头发变黑变白。
And nor shall you make an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black.
这个变黑变白啊，是神在管制，甚至头发掉下来，这也是神在管制。
Whether a particular hair of yours is white or black, the Lord is in control. And whether it falls off your head, that is also under God's control.
换句话说，你不能够勉强神
替
你背书。
In other words, you cannot force God to fulfill your oath for you.
所以主说，是就说是，不是就说不是，再多说就是出于那恶者，或者是出于心中的恶。
Verse 37, But let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything beyond these is of evil or of an evil heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就可以看见呢，至少在我们现今的世代呢，我们常常都会有一个习惯。
And so brothers and sisters, we can see that today a lot of us may have this habit.
我们在人前呢，总是喜欢讲很多啊，让人听起来舒服的话。
We may say a lot of words that other people make other people feel good.
然后啊，我们讲完了之后，可能我们也都忘记了，或者是到时候我们不能履行了啊，人请我们到他们家去啊，好啊，好啊，啊。结果呢，我实在说来是不能去的。
And whether it's on purpose or if we forget that we may agree to something that we really can't do, maybe someone invited us to their home for a meal, and at first we say, yeah, yeah, sure, we'll go, but then turns out we really can't go.
还有啊，更糟糕的呢，就是当人啊对我们讲一些事情。我们需要讲很多话来可能保住我们的面子，或者是掩盖一下，让我们有一个好的台阶可以下。
Even more importantly is if you know, we are questioned by someone or someone says something to us and we have to spend a lot of words to preserve our face, our pride, or to have to give us a step to step aside.
主说呢，要我们啊单纯。
The Lord asked us to be simple, or
好，我们做得到，我们就说可以；做不到，就说不行。
If we can do it, we should say yes. If we can't, we should just say no.
我们做错了事，或者是我们在这一些事上啊不对的时候，我们就直接啊把这些啊承认，或者是把这个缘由讲好，这样就好了。
If we made a mistake, we should accept fault and speak truthfully. That should be it.
因为当我们还要讲很多理由来掩盖的时候呢，其实圣灵已经在我们的里面告诉我们不要再讲了。
It said if we are trying to say a lot of things to give excuses or to cover ourselves. The Holy Spirit is already within us telling us that you know, we should stop.
这样的人反而能够更多的得到人的信靠。
And an honest and simple person is more likely to be trusted by other people.
现在的人，大家对于这一方面呢，很多时候我们可能讲得很好听，但是一次两次之后，人就认出我们是什么样的一个人，或者什么样一种态度。Even
if we use these methods and say a lot, and it may sound reasonable at first, but after one or two instances, then other people would be able to know who we truly are anyway.
所以这是一个很重要的见证啊。
And so this is a very important testimony.
然后最后两个呢, 一个就是以眼还牙, 以牙还牙。
And finally, the Lord speaks
以眼还眼, 以完, 以牙还牙。
An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
在这一个里面呢，主，他首先说你们不要与作恶的人作对。He says first, do not resist
an evil person.
如果人打你的右脸，连左脸也要转过来由他打。But
whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also.
这一个呢，真的是非常不容易的事情。
This is truly not an easy thing.
但是当主的生命在我们的里面的时候，这个基督的生命就能够见证出，我们可以当人打你的右脸，连左脸也可以转过来。And
so when we have the Lord's life within us, only then will we be able to turn our other cheek when someone slaps us.
当人强逼你走一里路的时候，你可以陪他走两里路。And
whenever someone forces us to go 1 mile, we would then be able to go with him too.
这个在圣经里面给我们看见许多的例子。
The Bible gives us many examples of this.
首先, 我们看见主耶稣。
First, we see our Lord Jesus.
当他来到地上的时候，他谦卑他自己，把福音传给犹太人。When
he came down to earth, he humbled himself and gave the gospel to the Jews.
犹太人对他的拒绝，文士法利赛人对他的拒绝和攻击是很厉害的。
And the scribes and Pharisees opposed him very, very greatly.
但是主眼目专注在父的身上，甚至当他被钉死在十字架上，为这一般反对他的人，他甚至说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”But
the Lord fixed his eyes upon God the Father's will. And even when he was nailed to the cross, he was praying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
We can
also see this in Joseph's life.
当约瑟他得着了这个做梦，得着了这个异象，的时候，他告诉他的兄弟，他的兄弟是如此的恨他。So
when Joseph received this revelation in his dreams, and he spoke of it to his brothers hated him.
当他的父亲要他去看望，寻找他的兄弟们在野外牧羊，恐怕他们迷失了，他很乐意听从父亲的话。
So when Joseph's father told him to go find his brothers in the fields because he was afraid that they might have been lost, Joseph was willing to go and search for his brothers.
然而他的兄弟们反而把他卖给了以实玛利人，送到埃及去。
And his brothers, in fact, sold him to Ishmaelites, who then passed sold him into Egypt.
而当他成为埃及的宰相，他明白了神的心意，知道神拯救他，拯救他的全家，乃是为着神的旨意，更是为着拯救全家的性命。
And when Joseph became an important official in Egypt, he saw how the Lord was going to use him to save his whole family and all the people of Israel.
所以当他的兄弟来的时候，他心胸宽大的，毫无仇恨的接纳他们。
And so when he saw his brothers, again, he openly received them and without hate in his heart.
并且安慰他的弟兄们，让他们可以看见神的心意在他的身上，不是因为你们对我有任何的仇恨所需要放在你们的心上。
And he comforted them, and he said that they should not be grieving or angry with themselves for what they had did to Joseph. For the Lord had sent him here to preserve their lives.
我们就可以看见呢，在这些例子当中，甚至摩西，甚至大卫，甚至保罗的身上，弟兄姊妹去思想的时候，都看到这个。
And if we consider the examples from Moses, David, and Paul, we can see this.
这是基督的生命在人里面一个荣耀的彰显。
This is the life of Christ in people, and this is one of the glorious revelations of it.
很多时候我们想说，我们有好行为，我们就可以叫神的荣耀。
And sometimes we may think, if we do good deeds, then we can cause our Lord to be glorified.
弟兄姊妹，人从我们的身上看到像约瑟这一种情形，像主耶稣的情形，像在摩西，像在大卫身上所遭遇的苦难，那个才叫做真正的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, when people see the testimony of the Lord Jesus, of Joseph, of Moses and David, the sufferings that they did, that is truly the testimony that they will see, that the Lord's life is within us.
当然我们有一个心思，我们所行所为都要叫神得荣耀，是非常好，并且是必要的。
It's true that we ought to have a heart that wants to do good deeds and to glorify the Lord.
但是真正圣经所描述这里的荣耀，乃是让我们看见，当我们走过去的时候，我们会说，真的不是靠我，连我们自己都要说，我把荣耀归给神。
But from the examples that we see in the Bible, as we go through these situations, it'll be truly we ourselves will say, it is not of myself, it was of the Lord. And we ourselves would say, you know, may God receive all this glory.
然后最后他这里讲到爱你的邻舍和爱你的仇敌。
And later he says, loving your neighbor and loving your enemy.
恨你的仇敌。
He says, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. In verse 43.
那我想这里呢对着以色列人来说呢，爱你的邻舍当然就是爱你的弟兄爱你的属于犹太人的弟兄姊妹那对着外邦人一面来说是仇敌，如果讲得更严谨一点，就是那一些当初摩西带领他们出埃及的时候，那一些在旷野二代犹太人的这一班 啊，像亚玛利人、亚门人啊、以东人等等这些。
And so I think when the Israelites heard this, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy," they thought, "Our neighbors are our fellow Israelites, our brothers and sisters, and everyone else is our enemy, especially those that they encountered in their journey in the wilderness that were opposing them." All of those tribes in the land of Canaan.
但是主耶稣说，你要为那逼迫你们的祷告，你不要单爱那些爱你的人。
But the Lord Jesus tells them, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you."
因为外邦人也是这样做。
Because, even the Gentiles do already what the law says.
但是你们要更完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
But you ought to be more perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
那天父的完全乃是显在他降雨给好人也给歹人。
And the Lord's perfection says that He rains, He causes the rain to fall on the good and the evil.
主耶稣传福音给愿意接受的人，也把福音传给那些抵挡他的人。
And Lord Jesus shared the gospel with those who were willing to receive Him and those who were opposed to Him.
所以主说你们要完全像你们的父完全一样。
And so Lord Jesus says, therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
那这一个完全呢，神是绝对完全，没有人能够像神一样完全，除了主以外。
And this perfection is only the Lord, our Heavenly Father is perfect, and no one else can be perfect like He is.
这一个完全乃是让我们的生命不断的成熟，借着圣灵在我们身上的工作，而这一个完全所表明出来乃是表明到神的属性，这个属性呢，就是神的公义、慈爱、信实、圣洁等等。
And so this perfection in us is to allow His life to grow and the Holy Spirit to work within us, that we may reveal the Lord's character, which is His mercy, His grace, His love, and His holiness.
这样的话，我们的义就能够胜过法利赛人的义。
And in this way, our righteousness would surpass those of the scribes and the Pharisees.
因为不是外面律法的规条，
It's because it is not the outward requirements of the law,
而是我们里面生命本质的改变。
But it is the changing of our inward character.
我们是光是盐的生命从我们这个器皿里面表明出来。
The life that is salt, our life that is light, within us would be, then be revealed.
乃是我们里面的宝贝，基督的生命，借着我们这一个人显明出来。
And our treasure, that is the life of the Lord Jesus, would be revealed from within us.
弟兄姊妹，现在是一个黑暗极深、白肉将近。白昼将近的时候，
this is a very dark and wicked and perverse time.
这是一个黑暗不分是非不分的一个时代，黑暗极深是非不明的一个时代，所以我们需要在人面前将真理的光显明出来。
And this isThis world is filled with darkness, so we ought to be light to reveal the light.
那这一个光显明出来，就能够叫主的名得荣耀，让人看见真光，就能够来归向神。
And we ought to reveal the light, to reveal the Lord, that He is the true light, and that the people would be able to see Him and worship Him.
这是天国门徒的见证。
And this is a testimony of a disciple of the kingdom of heaven.
我想这个要求是高的。
And I think this request is very high.
然而他的奖赏也是大的。
And his reward will also be very great.
我们能够将来与主一同进国度做王。
That we would be able to enter into the kingdom with our Lord and reign with him.
这是主的心能够叫他得满足。
And this is what would cause the Lord's heart to be satisfied.
所以我们今天在地上的生活，主不断给我们机会，我们不要去忽略它。
And the Lord continues to give us opportunity, so let us not ignore them.
但愿主亲自祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless and keep His word.
我们请再有一点祷告。
Let us have another word of prayer.
感谢主，借着你的话，我们一同在你面前来领受。
Lord, once again, before Your word, before You, we receive Your word.
愿圣灵借着你的话，继续开启在我们的心中。
May Your Holy Spirit continue to open up Your word in our hearts.
开通我们的耳朵，也给我们一个受教的心。
Open our ears and give us a heart that is willing to learn.
更是把那一个我们里面爱主的心眺望起来。
And stir up the heart of love toward the Lord within us.
愿意让主你借着圣灵，借着你的话，在我们每一个人的心中来工作。
May your word and your Holy Spirit work in each and every one of us.
叫我们是盐是光的生命，在我们的好行为上显出耶稣基督复活生命的大能。
That the life that is light and salt would continue to be revealed through our good deeds to testify of our Lord Jesus.
好叫人看见真是能够把荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
That those who see it would be able to give glory to our Lord who is in heaven.
我们感谢你早晨这一点时间的同在。
We thank you for this period of time in which you are with us.
愿你的名得荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
愿众弟兄姊妹在你的面前更多的蒙恩。
May all the brothers and sisters who are before you continue to receive your grace.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.